Morning, Dr. Shannon, dictating a 6-minute walk on G-E-A-N Williams. This goes to Dr. Holland on for 2023, Mrs. Williams performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, urinary saturation was 97%, period. Patient achieved 289 meters in 6 minutes. Did pause at 4 minutes, 35 seconds due to dyspnea, but her saturation was normal, period. At the end of the study, her saturation was 94%, period. Empagliflozin compression, moderate exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next is a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Montana Ray. This goes to Dr. Pieper on 4-20-23. Mrs. Ray performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there's no significant airways obstruction or bronchoreactivity, period. Compared to a prior study dated 10-4-22, there's been no significant change, period, of agar compression normal study. Next is a 6-minute walk test on Glenn Malloff, M-A-L-L-O-F-F. This goes to Dr. Sarah Ward. On 4-20-23, Mr. Malloff performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, her urinary saturation was 99%, period. Patient did temporarily desaturate to 87% at 57 seconds. Complained of back pain during the study, but was able to complete the study and achieved 128 meters, period. At the end of the study, his saturation was 96%, period. Empagliflozin compression, severe exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Vicki Dempsey. This goes to Dr. Allred, A-L-L-R-E-D. On 4-20-23, Mrs. Dempsey performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was mildly impaired and was a severe degree of airways obstruction, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8, period. After bronchodilators, there was normalization of the forced vital capacity with only minimal improvement in flow rates, period. In a paragraph on compression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with minimal bronchospastic component, period. Next, 6-minute walk test on Robert Carles, C-A-R-L-E-S. This goes to Mark Murphy. On 4-20-23, Mr. Carles performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the urinary saturation was 96%, period. Patient stopped the test at 3 minutes and 50 seconds due to dyspnea. However, at that time, his saturation was 93%, period. He did achieve 136 meters, period, and paragraph compression, severe exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Sharon Johnson. This goes to Dr. Bocook. On 4-20-23, Mrs. Johnson performed a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there was no significant airways obstruction or bronchoreactivity, period. The paragraph compression normal study. Next is a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on John Bano. This goes to Dr. Pieper. On 4-20-23, Mr. Bano performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, without significant airways obstruction, period. He had a poor effort after bronchodilators, period, compared to a prior study dated 2-26-16. There's been no significant change, period, of paragraph compression normal study. Next is a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Mark Falk, F-A-U-L-K. This goes to Dr. Newsom. On 4-20-23, Mr. Falk performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period, prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators. The forced vital capacity was minimally impaired and was a moderate degree. There was obstruction, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. Ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8, period. compared to a prior study dated 11-2-22, there's been no significant change, period. Empagliflozin compression, moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next is a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Eddie Lawing, L-A-W-I-N-G. This goes to Dr. Presley. On 4-20-23, Mr. Lawing performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the NIH bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was mildly impaired. And there's a mild degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators. Here, the air velocity index was less than one, period. Ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8, period. And a paragraph, compared to a prior study dated 9-15-22, there is insignificant progression, period, new paragraph impression. Minimal to moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next is a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Angela Quisenberry, Q-U-E-S-I-N-B-E-R-R-Y. This goes to Dr. Bill Koop on 4-20-23. Mrs. Quisenberry performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the NIH bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There's no significant airways obstruction or no bronchial reactivity, period. There's no prior studies to compare, period. New paragraph impression, normal study, period. Thank you.